In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Jeff Hathorn joins us right now, our sports director on the Fan Morning Show. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Jeff, good morning to you. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Hey, we're in uniform. What about Doran? Doran, you're not in uniform here.
He's got his West A shirt on, though.
Uniform for what? Oh, a fan.
We got our fan stuff on. Oh, it's perfect long sleeve morning, isn't it, Jeff? Doesn't it feel football-y out there?
Yes. Yes. It feels like a camp's about to close. Like, yeah, for those of you that still have summer left, yeah, it feels like fall.
Well, and unfortunately, we get really excited whenever there's that little crisp feeling in the air because it feels like football for kids. It's back to school. And more often than not in our lives, that also means the Pirates season is basically over, Jeff.
Oh.
And so we started off today not talking about last night's game, but looking ahead to next year. And as you think about the lineup, Jeff, we settled on Reynolds, Cruz, IKF and Andrew McCutchen as the guys that you would definitely Sharpie in. Maybe Joey Bart, probably Nick Gonzalez. Who do you think fills out the rest of the lineup, and do you agree with those guys being the ones that'll be the carryovers?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about it the other day. I mean, you know, Cruz and Reynolds, obviously. Joey Bart, has a role in there somewhere, depending on what Kutch wants to do. Yeah, especially the last couple of games, man. He's come up huge for them. Even he's tried to pull them through, and they had just haven't been able to do it. you know, Hayes, you have to, but, man, you need something, some kind of offense from that position. It's just been... And I'm not, I guess I'm not giving up on De La Cruz, even though what we've seen so far has just been horrible. I couldn't believe that they made a trade for a guy who's a power hitter and got worse.
Yes. Brian De La Oliveris, we've been calling him.
Yeah. It's not looking good.
It's looking quite bad, yeah.
Jeff.
No, it's not Ellie.
Jeff, heading over to the Steelers, because I feel like, you know, there's nothing positive to
yeah,
take
we're
out
tapped.
Of the
we're tapped on that, yeah.
Yeah, like just tap.
So on the post-game show last night, I used this analogy. Watching the Pirates is like being at a horror film and then being forced to sit through the alternate endings.
See, I would like that, but I'm not like the normal people out there. Jeff, it's been reported that Troy Fautanu is going to be the starting right tackle to start the season for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But as Troy Fautanu is out right now with a knee injury, Broderick Jones still is at right tackle, where Troy Fautanu will end up being when you start the season. Do you feel like that they're not doing right by Broderick Jones and just sliding him over to the left and have him go back and forth with Dan Moore Jr.? Like, why is he still right tackle? Why not Dan Moore Jr. at right tackle until Fautanu gets back so Broderick Jones can get the left tackle reps?
Well, I think the simple answer to that is that Dan Moore just struggles too much on the right side. You know, just moving over to that side, the footwork, the angles of it just has been tougher for him, and they've kind of given up on that and just stuck Dan on the left side and going to have him compete on that side until he's no longer as a starter. You know, we talked to Broderick last week, a couple days before the game. We were asking him about it, and, you know, he could have been playing us, but he seemed very honest. He's like, man, I don't know where I'm playing. Like, I have no idea if I'm going to be on the left side or the right side. He said, I just come in and do what I'm supposed to do. He said, it wouldn't take me long to flip back over because he's naturally a left tackle. But I believe him. I don't know that he knows where he's going to start. And, I mean, if Faltano – and I listen, Jerry's been – he's the dean right now of reporters. But if he's not going to play another preseason game and then start, I mean – they saw some things with very little first team reps. So that would be interesting, considering how patient Mike Tomlin has been at most other times with rookies, if all of a sudden Faltano went in there. And that must have meant, I think, as much as maybe they've just decided the Daniel Moore era has ended more than Faltano is 100% ready for that opportunity.
Well, so that's my thing with it. First of all, I agree that would be a departure from the way Tomlin usually goes about things. Faltano played in the preseason game, gives up two sacks, then gets hurt, and then a day later we get the report that he's going to be the starting right tackle. It just doesn't jive with the way that Tomlin has usually done things. The question is it really then going to be a battle at left tackle? And does that mean they're underwhelmed with Broderick Jones? Does that mean Dan Moore Jr. has had a good camp? How do you read into that, Jeff?
Yeah, it is. I agree with you. I don't, there wasn't anything in the game that told me that, man, Broderick struggled, or there hasn't been anything at camp that tells me that Broderick struggled. And you would think one of the reasons they gave last year that he didn't start was he didn't have a ton of college experience. Well, now he's got over half a year of starting experience. I don't know why you would. And Dan Moore's been fine in camp. But I don't, you know, if you're punishing Jones, I don't understand why. Like, I haven't seen why. There's been nothing to my eyes that showed me. We'll see how this plays out. I mean, maybe it's just hey, this is our plan, but Faltano wasn't ready. And maybe they want everybody to know, listen, we believe in Faltano. It's just we can't start him right now because he hasn't played. But we want you to know we want him to start. So there's always that possibility, too, that the Steelers want that out there.
Jeff, what grade did you give Justin Fields on Friday? And based off of that grade, do you think it'll look different on Saturday when Russell Wilson is the starting quarterback against the Buffalo Bills in the second preseason game?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, B minus for Fields. I mean, he made a couple of – I thought the best play he made was when he – on that screen when he had to alter his arm angle and get that throw out to Pickens. Like, that was a good athletic move. I mean, I know some people have blamed him for the sacks. I don't know that he had that much time. And that one route, Freiermuth and Pickens, looked like Pickens was running the wrong route. If he would have thrown that pass, that could have been disastrous. So taking the sack in that time – maybe it wasn't the worst decision. But, you know, they bogged down. There's center quarterback exchanges. Those are on both guys. And it looked like the one that he was going out for a read option and didn't drop his foot the way he was supposed to. So that may have been more on Fields than it was on Herbig. I think with Russell Wilson, I'm really anxious to see this because he's taken over as the first team quarterback. I am. I want to see what he could do. He's shown some things, but he's had so few, you know, reps in a 11-on-11 full pads that I'm not exactly sure what we'll see. But I would hope it's better, but I'm not sure because we just haven't seen a lot of it.
I had a little birdie tell me, Jeff, that yesterday after practice, Zach Frazier was working on snapping footballs to Russell Wilson. What do you think the trajectory is of Zach Frazier? Did I call him Adam Frazier?
No.
Okay. I did it in my head then. Stupid Crowley. Anyway, what's the trajectory of Zach Frazier? Do you expect him we haven't been told yet, but do you expect him to start against the Bills? And do you think that that'll continue to play out and he'll be the starter against Atlanta?
Yeah, I don't expect him to start against the Bills. What we saw yesterday for the first time, they break off into position groups. Every time it's been Herbig taking the first team reps. We saw Zach taking some first team reps with the rest of the starting offensive line. He started to work in a couple, just a few snaps, 11 on 11 with the first team, where Herbig would move over to guard just as a different scenario. I think it's coming. And man, Nate Herbig, I mean, nobody on the team works as hard as him. I mean, the guy busts, he tries so hard. The guys really like him, but it's coming. He'll start the opener. Whether he'll start the last preseason game, I don't think he'll start this one, but it's coming. And I feel stronger that it's going to be Zach Frazier under center when they're in Atlanta.
Jeff, very good. We appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you on Thursday. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, boys.
Hey, take Jeff. It easy. Jeff Hathorn.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.